partly. Man will give his people a great ox hide to stretch for him, having it soaked in grease. And grasping it on all sides, braced around it, they pull it till the moisture goes, the oil sinks in with many tugging hands, and soon the whole expanse is dry and taut. Just so, this way and that way, in a little space, both sides kept tugging at the body. Trojans panting to drag it off toward Ilion, Achaeans to the decked ships. Round about, wild tumult rose. Ares, frenzy of soldiers, would not have scorned that fight, nor would Athena, even in deadly rage, so murderous the toil of men and chariots for Patroclus, that Zeus prolonged that day. Not yet, remember, had Prince Achilles word of his friend's death. Far from the ships this action had gone on under the Trojans' wall, and no clear foresight came to him. Patroclus would, he thought, approach the gates, but then turn back. He could not hope alone to take the town by storm. Often Achilles, listening in secret, had learned things from his mother as she foretold the will of mighty Zeus for him. This time she gave no word to him of what calamity had come, that his great friend had been destroyed, but hour by hour the rest fought for the body, gripping whetted spears, dealing out death. And some Achaean veteran might say, "Old friends, no glory in our taking ship again for home. Sooner may black earth here embed us all. That would be better far than giving up this body to the Trojans, a trophy for them and a glory won." And of the Trojans there were some to say, "Old friends, if in the end we are cut down alongside this one, just like him, the lot of us, still not a man should quit the fight." That way the Trojans talked and cheered each other on. And that was how the battle went. A din of iron-hearted men through barren air rose to the sky all brazen. Out of range, the horses of Achilles, from the time they sensed their charioteer downed in the dust at the hands of deadly Hector, had been weeping. Automedon, the son of Diores, laid often on their backs, his flickering whip, pled often in a low tone, or he swore at them, but neither toward the shipways and the beach by Hella's waters would they budge, nor follow Achaeans into battle. No, stock still, as a gravestone, fixed above the tomb of a dead man or woman, they stood fast, holding the beautiful war car still. Their heads curved over to the ground, and warm tears flowed from under eyelids earthward as they mourned their longed-for driver.